So talk to me about some of the problems with housing on the Navajo Nation.
We did a regional research study, and the regional research study showed that majority of the homes were multi-generational families. So there would be three or four families that live in a single family home of 520 square feet. So there's overcrowded situations. And then there's other families living in dilapidated homes. For instance, this family that we helped build her home in her octagon, when it would rain, she would have water coming through the middle of her octagon. So she would have a little river going through. And on the outside of the drywall, she would have plastic bags for insulation. And the other thing that we're also coming across is there's a lot of homeless families. They find shelter anywhere. From one of my research, we found a Navajo man that lives in Chilchimbito. He dug out a side of a hill and he lived in there. But it wasn't safe because the roof was starting to cave in, the walls were starting to cave in, and what he used to support his roof was an old Chevy hood of a truck.
Have you seen that these housing issues are becoming worse in the last year with the pandemic?
I think, yes, a lot of it has become worse. In one of the pictures that I seen, there was a man that had COVID, but he built a little shack outside, and that's where he stayed to separate himself. And I've been hearing more and more cases, of people that built little shelters for themselves outside so they can separate themselves from their family if they were COVID positive.
So tell me about this initiative and how you're trying to solve some of these problems.
We want to help the people here on the reservation as much as we can with the Sweat Equity Housing Project. And we want to help people understand the traditional and modern architectural and engineering process. In the process of building a hogan, there's a certain songs and prayers that go with it. And I feel like we're losing that part of our identity. So we want to combine it with the modern architectural and engineering and using earthen floors and natural plastering and stuff like that to kind of incorporate some of our traditional teaching into a conventional home that's going to be built. And the families, they get to work together and they get to learn from each other what their strengths and what their weaknesses are. They learn to do team building. And in the process, they learn to appreciate each other. And when they build their home, when it's finally complete, they learn to appreciate what they have and what they've worked for.
You mentioned this idea of sweat equity. What do you mean by that?
So the participating family, they would have to put in about 420 hours of sweat equity hours. So they would build their home and then they would help pay it forward by helping another family build their home as well.
And it sounds like you were talking about how it's not just about building homes, but also about honoring the cultural practices that go into building homes.
We've always had the hogan and the octagon as part of our traditional building. I would say the last 20 years or so, we've lost a lot of that traditional teachings. And through this whole pandemic, I feel like we lost a lot of our elders that knew a lot of these traditional practices and teachings. So now it's like up to us, the younger generation, to reiterate that into some type of practice that could interest people and bring it back. And I feel like through this whole program of our Nazi Lit initiative, we could do that.
Carmi, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.